The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yochanan Metzger, Mechaber Sefer Eruvei Ha'ir V'Hashchuna, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Erevin Daf Yud Zayin. Today we'll discuss making an Eruvi Chatzeir as one goes camping out. The Mishnah says, Arba Dvarim Patur B'machana. The four things the Chazal patterned individuals that are in a machana. And Rashi says machana is referring to a machana that's yoytzeis l'malchama, that's going out to Malchama. And one of the Mishnah says is that individuals that are going b'machana to Malchama are peturim mila'ariv. The Gemara says in Yezayin Medveis that this is only referring to Eruvi Chatzeiris. But Eruvi Tchumen, which has a Srach Dei Raisa to it, Chazal did not patter the Yoytzim L'Mochama from putting up, making an Eruvi Tchumen. And Rabbi Yemison on the Mishnah is Mevur, that this is the Mishnah patters B'machana, Eruvi Chatzeiris is after the Yoytzim L'Mochama. But Ashayara, people that are traveling and they decide to camp out, they are Mechuyiv in Eruvi Chatzeiris. However, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Erevin Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, "Yeshvei Oholim, people that sit in tents, Isukais, Imachina, Shekifu, Mechitza, that were surrounded by Mechitza, Eimet Taltel Neoyel Oyel, was not allowed to carry from one oil to another oil, Achi Arvu Kulam till they make an Eruvi Chatzeiris, Ava Shayor Shekifu Mechitza, but a caravan of travelers that surrounded themselves with a Mechitza." Ain't Srichim Arif, Vishakulam Uravim, they're all mixed in as one, they're all one big mishpacha, one big dwelling. Vehnoisim Aholim Kvuim Lem, their tents that they're resting in are not Kavua. Since their tents are not Kavua, we don't see them as being many different homeowners. Therefore, there's no need for Eruvi Chatzeiris to bind them as one. So the Magen Mishnah explains that where's the Makar from the Rambam? The implication of our Mishnah is that after the Yetzis L'Mochamam, they're part of making Eruvi Chatzeiris. However, if they are stam camping out, they're coming, traveling, and decide to rest someplace, they will not be part of Eruvi Chatzeiris. So the Magen Mishnah writes that the Makar of the Rambam is in Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi writes, Shkol Sheim Shayora Ha'ilechas L'darka, that's going on its way, V'nochu Sham, they rested, M'mnei HaShabbos, Petura Milaharev, M'nei She'enon Kivuim, because they're not Kavua there. Mashenkin, if it's a machina kavua, they're standing there here for yomim, many days, then they need a Eruvi Chatzeiris. Elam kin helchim li'lachim. Unless they're going to Mechama, because if they're going to Mechama, even if they're resting there for a while, we have a Mishnah by us that says, Arba dvarim patru b'machina. Dr. Magi Mishnah, that the Rambam understood that the Mishnah that patters b'machina from making a Eruvi Chatzeiris is a kula. That even though people that encamp, people that rest in an area for a long period of time, they need a Eruvi Chatzeiris, but if it's a Shas Mechama, then even they are part of a Eruvi Chatzeiris. But people that just come temporarily, they're a Shayara, they're a caravan that's camping in, they do not need a Eruvi Chatzeiris. However, he writes that there are those that are gairus differently in the Yerushalmi, and therefore, this davers a shani b'machlokes, that this that the Rambam says, a shayara is potter from a Eruvi Chatzeiris, is not a poshut thing. There's a tesefta that implies the opposite, that dafke in the machina they're potter, even if it's not a shas mechama, but a shayara is always mechayiv. And therefore, the Rav Magid writes that the Rambam Shita is not a davar muskim. And the B.R. grants in Mishin Samach Vav on Siv Beis, he also quotes the Rishalmi, and he also writes that the Tesefta is mashma the other way around. The Lashon of Tesefta is ma ben shayar la machina el aholim she b'shayar tzrich an erev, they need to have an Eruvi Chatzeiris. She la machina peturim an erev, and he says that's the Mishnah, ve'as abad varam patru ben machina. Oh. And the B.R. grodo appears ois. He says that the amount of people that's necessary to be considered a machina is 10 people. Less than 10 would have a lach of a shayara. Would come out that if individuals go camping, if they're under 10 people, that would be totally a machlaikis between the Tesefta and the Yerushalmi. If one would need an Eruvi Chatzeiris. If one has more than a minyan, one has more than 10 people, then according to the Tesefta and according to the Yerushalmi, one would be part of making a Eruvi Chatzeiris. And the reason why is because even according to the Gers of the Tesefta, that Dafka Machina is Patr from Eruvi Chatzeiris, anytime you have 10 people, that will give you a din of a Machina. But even this is not so simple, as the Bir Alochi himself explains that maybe the difference between a Machina and a Shayara is not telling the amount of time that one is there, rather whether it's a Kavua de Gabayas or not. He says a Machina would be considered when the people go to army and they build barracks. where over there it's not necessarily permanent homes, but it's meant to be there permanently, then that would be considered a machane. That being the case, anytime individuals would go camping out, when would we need to put up an eruv chaseres? Since this is furthermore another reason why when one goes camping out, one may need a ruvi chaseres, he may not be nichel on the patur of shayara, which is trying to get from place to place, and they have to encamp because they are unable to reach their destination by Shabbos. Mashengen, somebody who is bakavana going to camp out, that may not need the nichel in the patur of shayara. Based on this machlokes, it would be proper to put up an eruv chaseres without a bracha in deference to the opinion of the Rambam. However, all this is only if they're eating in their individual tents. However, if everybody's eating in the same communal dining room, communal tent, they're all having the sudas together, and that's halacha in the sixth parak, that any time they're mocking pita echo, they're eating together, there's no need for an eruv chaseres. This is regarding whether this encampment needs an eruv chaseres. Regarding the mechitzas to surround the campsite, there's a mission that we learned in the Zayin and Beis, which discusses makifin shloisha chavolim zel amalim izeh. It's referring to the Mishnah on Tesvav, which says shayar shachanse v'bika, a caravan that was traveling and they rested in a valley. The Mishnah gives us an eitz so we can surround the rishus with three ropes, as long as they're provided within three tvachim of each other, to make a mechitzah of 10 tvachim. Taisus on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph asks that since we paskin that a Tzuras HaPesach can work even for a pirtza an opening more than 10 amis, so why was it necessary for the Mishnah to say Makifin Shleisha Chavom Zela Malam Izet and we two had to have three ropes within three tefachim of each other? Why can one put a Tzuras HaPesach around all four sides and that would suffice to be matter the total to make into Rishus Yoga to allow one to carry? Taisus in the second Teretz writes that the only time we say a Tzuras HaPesach suffices on all four sides is only if it's a makim nadira. It's a place where people live. However, since shayar shachan sevabika, they're only there temporarily. It's not a place that's ladira. Therefore, one would need to have proper mechitzas, either mechitzas ayde lovud, like was mentioned after Zion on Midbeis, or even meruba ala parts. Based on this, the Russian taisus hold, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simshin Samach Beis and Sif Yud Aleph, that if one were to encamp out, one would not be able to put Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides to enclose the rishos. However, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Avol Bikalei Mahani B'Shekol Haruchais Aydei Tzuras HaPesach. If all four sides, one uses the Tzuras HaPesach. However, if one were to use two good mechitzas on two of the sides, and the other two sides, one would put up a Tzuras HaPesach, even if the other two sides are more than 10 amos, that would suffice. The Chazon Ish is Mesupik and Seminayin and Ais Yud Beis. This that we say, that if you have two proper mechitzas, we could put Tzuras HaPesach on the other two sides, and do the two mechitzas have to be Zeh Keneged Zeh, or even Zeh Eitzel Zeh, like the shape of a letter L. Or the mechitza vidavka one across from the other in order to be matter the Tzuras HaPesach on the other two sides, and he blives with a suffix. However, one goes camping out, and it's difficult to make two mechitzas that are even meruba al aparetz. The Bir Halachi implies, the Ramazgul Avul Vika, that this chumrah, that Tzuras HaPesach, does not suffice on all four sides for a bika, that's only if the Tzuras HaPesach is larger than 10 amis. However, if let's say one side is less than 2 amis, less than 10 amis, then that would suffice to put a Tzuras HaPesach on that side. As long as you have a second side as well, it's less than 10 amis, then that we would view it as if it's two proper mechitzas, and then you'd be able to mark the other two sides with a Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 amis. And one may rely on the opinion of the Bir Halacha, although that is as well a machlokes, because the sheet of the Rush, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work on all four sides for a Bika, is in itself a machlokes, as there are other truths in for Taisus' Kasha. The Shulchan Aruch brings down a second sheet in Sefir, the sheet of the Rambam. Therefore, one would be able to rely on the Bir Halacha's Mahalach. The Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva in Simen Peches, he deals with a Shailah where part of the encampment was Mukaf Ladira, had houses there, and they want to extend the city by camping out just outside the city. Chassam Sefer is Matir, and he says that we would view the Tzuras HaPesach on the sides of the city where there is Dira, as if it's Mechitzas Malyasas, if they're Festa Mechitzas, Mechitzas Gemuris, and therefore it would be like we have two proper Mechitzas, that the other two sides won't be able to be Makif with a Tzuras HaPesach. The Chazon Ish, although he argues on the Chassam Sefer's reasoning, he does agree to him in Halacha, in Siman Ayin Tes, in Sifkat and Hay, and he writes that since the Turas HaPesach is also being Makif and Mokim Hadira, then that would suffice to use the Turas HaPesach for the part of the area which is not Diridig, because the Turas HaPesach is Makif and Mokim Hamukaf Ladira. So it comes out that when one goes camping out, one should try to have two proper mechitzas, and in order to be matted the other two sides with an image with a Turas HaPesach, or to try to minimize the size of the wall of two sides to be less than 10 namas. By doing so, according to the Bi'ar Halacha, a Turas HaPesach would suffice on those two sides, and it would be like you have two proper mechitzas, and then you would be able to enclose the other two sides, even though they're more than 10 namas, with a Turas HaPesach. And regarding an Eruvi Chatzeris, we showed since it was totally in a machloikis, it would be better to put up an Eruvi Chatzeris without a bracha, provided that everyone's eating their own in their own oil. However, they're eating together, then there'll be no need for an Eruvi Chatzeris.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.